You have entered trailertrash.wordpress.com. So crack open your Pabst Blue Ribbon and let's party.
Make me paranoid, baby.
Is it true that there is a place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up?
He got a beautiful bench, man.
Dad's? Oh, he got all of that one.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Just one moment, please. All systems are functional.
It's Hal.
Hal's Hal.
Hal's here.
Hal's in the house.
Hal.
Hi, and welcome to Trailer Trash Podcast, your tri-weekly podcast where we use upcoming movies to get to know our guests.
That's right.
I'm your host, Mike Bauer.
Yes, you are.
Joined with me, as always, is...
Garrett Smith, that's my name.
Hi, Garrett Smith.
Hi.
It is Monday, February 11th, 2013, and this is going to be a special episode.
Yeah, it's going to be real special.
It's going to be terrible, and our guest today is Joseph Bell.
Hey, guys.
I'm glad that the first two episodes ended with Joe being like, this is terrible. And this episode started with, this is going to be terrible.
It's good. No, you're setting your expectations. I noticed you said it was tri-weekly. I heard it's being it's going to be every day, right? Isn't that a daily? It's going to be a daily thing?
I can't change the intro because then when we go back to tri-weekly, I can be like, oh, we just got bonus episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, we just happened to overbook this month, so it's going, we're going to be doing double stuffs all week long for a couple weeks.
Hear the humble brag? We just happened to overbook this month.
We just happened to get so many hilarious
guests. I don't do any of the booking.
You booked one person.
Yeah.
Robert X.
Yes.
Oh, when's that one coming out?
He's in a couple
mid-March.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's a guest right before Doogie
Now that's
Horner.
The one you got to listen to.
Doogie Horner's not.
Fucking
one.
Skip this one. Yeah. Right to the Robert X episode.
So yeah, coming up, I want to just say a couple guests coming up. Next week we have Allison Zeidman from Without. She's an improver in the N Crowd and another improv group. I forget the name off the top of my head, and she'll probably fight me for it. And she also is a comedian. And then after Allison, we have Alex Perlman, the number one comedian in Philadelphia. Self-proclaimed slowest rising comedian. Excited to have him on.
Yeah, me too.
But this episode, fellas...
It's me.
It's Joe Bell.
Joe Bell.
Yeah, the guy...
Well, first, Garrett had something you wanted to... Garrett, you wanted to talk to him about something first before we get into the episode.
I don't even know if it's going to be worth now that I'm not saying it in the moment. It sounds weird. But I really like that lately you've been doing this thing where you've just been like gunning through your bits. Just like literally, I feel like you did a set like last week where I heard every bit I've ever heard you do over the last like 3 months in 1 5-minute set.
Well, that's insult. I mean, I've had more material than
I know.
But it's not... But it was more of a defense mechanism based on the situation that was happening, because it was just a crazy, weird night, and I just had to, like, I wasn't going to sit there and pause and wait for a reaction. I was just going to go through as many jokes. And in doing that, it kind of got an okay reaction.
Yeah, it did,
like,
actually,
that was
like,
I kind of disarmed that room in some way. But yeah.
But I've seen you do it a couple times since then. I've seen you like run with that as a format for your...
Yeah, you're just not supposed to dissect the process.
But I enjoy it. I think it's interesting. I don't know. I just found that like a really interesting choice, and it it kind of... Well, and you had been talking about I don't remember the comedian's name. The prop comic that you've been telling me about.
Oh, Legendary Wid.
Yeah.
Fucking seriously, look him up. I mean, he is a Philadelphia guy now, but I mean, he was on all those like old HBO specials and everything.
Right.
And yeah, he pulls out a prop and then just does like 50 jokes about that prop, rapid fire. And then just like tosses it aside, like, yeah, fuck this thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not prop comedy in a sense, because it's just, you know, like,
he's not doing anything with it. He's just looking at it, making
like
jokes.
Like,
Carrot Top
would be like, it's a toilet for retarded people. Like, what? That's the joke.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
What he was holding.
Well, a toilet for retarded people, obviously. But I don't know what that entails. But then he'll just be like, see, you know, all right. What else we got in this crate?
It just struck me, because you had been talking to me about that I I know when I saw you do that bit and you had been talking about this guy running through these, like, just joke after joke after joke with the props. It just, it was interesting to me that you got on stage and with no props, you were just like, this is all my material. Let's go.
Again, that's not all my material.
I'm aware.
So, Joe,
I don't have a lot of material, but
I've been hearing you've been doing all your material in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm trying to break the world record for most material in 5 minutes.
How many jokes do you have per minute? There's about 45 jokes.
Yeah, 45 jokes. I just run right through them.
Well, part of what I like about you doing it that way is what we were talking about before about the way you just, like, you'll literally take back a joke as soon as you're done with it. You just say, okay, that was dumb. All right, let's move on. When you do it rapid fire, you literally, you're just like, here we are, here's a joke, here's a punchline. Okay, moving on, let's go. Here's the next joke.
Are you blushing?
A little bit. But seriously, guys. That was stupid. Like, that's what I'll do. Is I immediately, like, I'm not a huge fan of my material.
You're a huge fan of yourself.
I do a lot of jokes about how depressed I am as a person. But the thing is, I don't know, like, if I'd be a fan of myself if I wasn't myself.
Okay.
I don't know if I would, like, watch me on stage and be like, oh, this guy is great. I love him.
I'd watch me on stage. I love myself.
Well, that's just you, man. Yeah. You're your own
I love you, too, on stage. I love you, Garrett. I love everybody in Philadelphia on stage. Want to be on the podcast? You tell me. I'll sign you up for the date. We're booking past April, unlike Super Crappy Fun Time, who cut off because they have too many guests. Joe Bell?
I'm jealous of comedians that can do, like, long bits, like, long stories, or, like...
But
or
to each their own. You don't really need to, like...
I don't need to do... It's not for me. I can't... Right. I can't... I'm not confident enough. I went up on at an open mic on Monday night. I'm not gonna get... Should I get specific?
Sure.
Laughs on Fairmount. I did that a couple weeks ago. I went up there, and I told about... 1 minute of a joke. It was like a longer bit, so I was like a little nervous about it already. I told like 1 minute. It wasn't getting anything. I was like, oh, fuck. And then I couldn't remember any other jokes, and I just walked off the stage.
Oh, shit.
And, like...
But didn't you have a mental breakdown at Tight 6, too?
No.
Didn't you tell me online that you had a mental breakdown after...
No, that was talking about Fairmount. Telling you about...
And you scream fuck as you left the room.
Yeah, I went fuck, and then I just was like, all right, that's enough. I couldn't remember any other of my jokes, and then I just like, it was, and then I went like, Alex Perlman was like, what was that? I was like, oh, thanks.
he knows how to bring people cheer.
Yeah.
But whatever, it happens, I guess. I don't know.
That happened to me actually on Thursday at our bar. I was like, and it not because something wasn't going well or whatever. They're doing some new weird thing there. I forget what they call it, like the joke gym or something like that.
Oh yeah, I wrote a bunch and I didn't do it.
Yeah, they read you. They basically gave us like four up top, like four different things to write jokes about. Like when the show started, they were like, "Here's four things to do jokes about." So I spent
beforehand though.
No, it was online. I was at work, so I wrote a bunch. I didn't go to our bar.
I mean,
I have no place to tell them. I'm not gonna ever tell them.
I didn't know. They just announced it up top. So I spent the whole show.
Yeah, oh, Joe.
No, all right,
hold on. Let Garrett finish his story. Go ahead, Garrett. So you told these four jokes at
the top. No, I just, they tell them to you up top, and so I spent the whole time in the audience writing a joke that incorporated all four of them into one. So then I got up there, and I did that joke, and it took me so long to, like, figure it out, and it didn't even get that good of a reaction that by the time I was done with it, I didn't remember any of the other things that I had actually planned to say while I was up there, and I literally stood there for, like, a minute, and I was like... Yep, and then I literally just pulled like some shitty joke that I haven't done in a while, like at it. It was like the only thing I could remember, and then I was like, okay, I'm done. Bye.
All right.
So I don't. I think it does happen. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage for the R Bar, please like to welcome your next comedian. He's a good friend of mine, Joe Bell.
All right, insert some laughs. Hey guys.
Hey.
Oh man, one of the topics was cigarettes, right?
Yeah, it was.
Oh man.
Don't talk.
Cigarettes. These are dumb. These are so dumb. Why did I pitch this to you off mic a second ago? Oh, man. Cigarettes, right? I mean, do I remember these? Okay. I remember there was this commercial for cigarettes. It was this guy, He was like, yeah. He had like this robot voice. And he was like, think cigarettes make you look cool? Well, does this look cool? And then he smoked out of a hole in his neck. And I was like, fucking awesome. Because not only do you have a robot voice, it sounds like it should be sampled in a dubstep song. You're smoking out of a hole that shouldn't exist. It's like, fucking, I'm definitely smoking cigarettes. Later I learned that was an anti-smoking ad. Like, they didn't want me smoking. See, that was a thing. Insert laughs in there. Pants that don't fit right.
Yeah, ill-fitting pants.
Ill-fitting pants.
Stop heckling.
Man, pants that don't fit. These jeans don't fit right. I need tight jeans. You know, I need like tight, like skinny jeans. Cause I can't be strangling my own dick all day. I need pants that'll do it for me. Skinny jeans, they're like the Bluetooth of cock strangulation. Completely hands free. Man.
Worst date.
Oh, worst date. Oh, that was the I just used like the fruit date, like the date. It was like the worst date. Like I just this is dumb. I didn't actually write it. I looked up a specific one.
Why are you always talking to the crowd?
Man. All right. Well, those are the only ones I wrote for.
Oh, the other one was inner turmoil.
Inner turmoil. I didn't write one for that.
So, do you want to hear the joke that I? Yes, it's not please. Even worthwhile. It wasn't even good.
Please. I just did my material into a
podcast. Here's the thing.
I just did my material into a mic that wasn't I'd never had done before.
So worst first date. I had met this girl on OkCupid. All of my material is about that. I met this girl on OkCupid, and we decided to meet at Cantina in South Philly. So I was standing outside of Cantina waiting to meet her. And I was having like some inner turmoil, you know, I'd had some like really bad Chinese food earlier that day. And so I was kind of standing there and I was like, oh man, I don't feel good. And I had these ill-fitting pants on, they were like too tight, and like they were just like really making the stomach problem worse. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to smoke a cigarette and calm down. So I smoked a cigarette, shit my pants, and left and never even went on the date. So that's the whole bit.
Do you guys want to hear about my tight pants joke that I had that I wasn't going to do that night, but I have one?
Yeah, go for it.
I tied it into an original joke that I had. So my ex-girlfriend's always complaining about her sister. She's calling her and complaining about things that just don't matter. She's like saying that her pants aren't tight enough, that she needs tight-fitting jeans to like go along. And she's like, I just want her to start complaining about adult things. And then sister called 2 days later and she said, oh my god, my sister got raped. And all I can say was, you're welcome. That's my joke.
What does that have to do with tight pants?
Well, no, because I had to tie tight pants into it. Does it have to be
a joke? Yeah, it does. I think that has to be, that's the
point. Oh, the punchline has to be tight pants?
No, it has to be, the premise has
to be. Yeah, the premise is the tight pants.
I thought the premise is the punchline.
It's one of my terrible bits.
The premise is that's.
Did you remember that? I used to open with this bit's called The Premise of the Punchline. Jersey girls have weird boobs. That was the whole joke. All
right, so.
Oh man, that's going to be interesting to no one. Me doing unrehearsed material. Yeah.
We're off to another great start.
What do you mean we're halfway through the episode? This is brilliant. But it's going to be even better because this movie nobody's interested in. We're going to be doing 21 and Over, which is written by and directed by the people who directed The Hangover.
No, they wrote The Hangover.
They wrote The Hangover.
Yes. But the guy who directed The Hangover was Zach what the fuck's Schneider. His name? No.
Todd Phillips.
Zack Schneider.
Not a fan of The Hangover.
I'm not.
Well, the whole point of this is we're going to be doing improv off this trailer. So we're going to watch the trailer, we're going to take Joe's reaction off the trailer, and then we're going to improv a scene of what he thinks. We don't do improv. Just so everybody knows, this is going to be terrible. But it's a lead-in to our next guest, Allison. Joe's going to lead us in because Joe is not having fun right now. So
I'm having fun. I'm just worried that this is going to be interesting to anybody.
This is going to be brilliant.
It's okay. The only compliments I get about the show are from other Philly comedians. So.
Really? What compliments do you get?
That they like it and they want to be on it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't tell me these things.
Yeah, I do. I tell you all the time.
Oh, okay.
I want to
know what.
Wait, were you
come
telling
on?
Me or asking me? Did I like The Hangover?
No. I was like, I was saying I didn't like.
Yeah,
it.
I don't like that movie. I feel like everybody loves that movie. I didn't like that movie.
I didn't enjoy it at all. I feel like it was just. It's very like bro-y humor.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was also a very like. it was like there wasn't anything connected to
it. It felt like it was slapshot together. Yeah.
This thing to the next thing.
That's how I feel about fucking like Step Brothers. It's how I feel about Wedding Crashers.
Oh, I love Step Brothers.
Yeah, see, I like both Step Brothers and Wedding Crashers now that I've seen them both. I have this problem with movies where when I go into them the first time, you know, I just have like whatever expectation.
I'm not a fan of Todd Phillips in general. I didn't like any of his movies.
But I
old
find
school?
I'm not a big fan of that either. I find that a lot
of Talladega Nights.
No. That was Adam McKay. I like all the Adam McKay movies. Yeah. They're really funny. Like they're very encouraging of improv, and it's very like loose and super silly. It's like a mixture.
Yeah.
I love movies that are like either real, like it's like a mixture of really intelligent jokes and really silly jokes. Like the two, and then there's not the middle ground. Like it's like just the two. And then when sometimes when people watch them, they'll be like, this is dumb. But I'm like, no, it's just silly. You're not getting the intelligent stuff. You're just getting the really silly stuff. And you're misconstruing it.
Do you like Hot Rod?
Oh, I love Hot Rod. I love Hot Rod. Fucking love. That's the perfect example of that kind of movie. Yes.
Half improv, half...
Like, no, like half like no, really like silly some, and then half like really intelligent jokes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, really subtle, intelligent jokes.
That's because that's my problem with, like, Wedding Crashers and Step Brothers and Hangover. Like, those movies don't really have plot lines, so to speak. Like, they don't really have interesting characters. Like, they're just, like, a series of scenes where things that are funny happen. And I can appreciate that they're funny, but I don't, as movies, they're not good movies. Like,
I disagree.
Just not good movies.
I love Step Brothers. I think it's so, it's a really hilarious movie.
It's very funny. I don't think it's a very good movie.
It is a series of set pieces, which is the same with, like, Bridesmaids was a series of set pieces, but it was good. It was really funny and really well done.
I mean, I agree with you about that. I don't know. Step Brothers doesn't do it for me. Now there's Wedding Crashers. I don't.
I'm gonna fire you.
But like Dumb and Dumb, but like Dumb and Dumber, I really like, and Hot Rod, I really like, because both of those movies, like they have plot lines. They're dumb. Right. They know that they're dumb, but they have actual plot lines where the characters grow from like the beginning to the end, and like interesting things happen to those people. Yeah. That doesn't happen in those other movies.
The whole premise of Step Brothers is
they don't grow at all.
It's the whole point is they set up to do nothing. They're
exactly
45-year-old dudes that end up being brothers.
I know, and it's very funny. I'm not saying it's not funny. It's just not a good movie.
Well, like, I heard when Adam McKay did Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
And they shot it, and they had, like, all these huge, like, action, like, these racing scenes and everything. And he was, when they were editing the movie, it was like, oh, well, the funniest parts is when there's just two people improvising or doing something. That's the funniest parts of these movies are the best to edit. And they were like, well, let's just do a movie that's all that. And that was like John C. Reilly was also in it.
Yeah.
So it was like, let's just do a movie where we put these two in funny situations and just make and just let them play out. And that's what that movie is.
You add in other characters that tie along with that. Like Adam Scott is perfect.
Adam Scott's very funny in that
Adam
movie.
Adam Scott is amazing in that movie. Yeah. And like everything he does.
That
like,
sequence in the car when his family is singing.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's great.
All right, so we're gonna take a break. We're gonna watch this trailer.
We were gonna do that like 6 minutes ago.
But yeah, we're gonna watch this trailer for 21 and over, and we're gonna let Joe tell us what he thinks about the movie, and then we're gonna do an improv scene to end the show.
All right,
Joe is
you
super
look
excited.
So excited.
I'm so excited.
No one else is.
I want
to
do.
See, I tried to include you in the last one to dissuade you, but it's like you're so into it.
And we'll be right back.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with Ralph Edwards' permission, I'm going to play Truth or Consequences with the audience here in the studio. Would you like that, folks? Okay. All right, now, here is the question. How many empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottles have you returned to your dealer during the past week? How many?
All right.
Even though you told the truth, you'll have to pay the consequences. And that goes for everybody listening in. Tomorrow morning, right after breakfast, take a bushel basket or a paper bag, go out into your pantry and down into the cellar and out in the garage and gather up every empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottle you can find. Now, before sunset tomorrow night, you're to return all those bottles to your dealer. Aren't we devils, dear? Now, just because you've been a mighty good sport about this, friend, your dealer is going to reward you with a handsome sum of money, the amount of the deposit on those bottles. But better than that, the chances are he'll have more Pabst Blue Ribbon in stock when you ask for it in the future. For instead of sitting around and empty in people's houses, those bottles will be back at our big Pabst plants being filled with clear, mellow, sparkling Pabst Blue Ribbon. So, folks, please pitch in tomorrow, won't you? And return those empty bottles. Remember, the more bottles, the more blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hi, and we're back.
We're back already. Hi.
Hi. Joe Bell.
Hey. Joe Bell's here. I'm also back.
Joe Bell's here. We just watched the trailer for Garrett.
21 and Over, starring Miles Teller, Justin Chan, and Jonathan Keltz, directed by John Lucas and Scott Moore, the writers of The Hangover. I wanted to point out that this movie features a character. What was the Asian kid's name?
Chang.
But what was his first name?
John Chang.
John Chang. Just like Joe Bell. Whole life, John Chang.
John Chang. They are referring to him.
They just refer to him as John Chang the whole time.
Like, yeah. John Chang.
Oh. Yeah.
You want to... I think it seemed to me like it was very much... Very Hangover-esque.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like almost Hangover meets Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
Like they're carrying
I was literally thinking that.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. Because I was okay, it's like The Hangover where the guy is lost on the roof.
Yeah.
He's not lost this time, but it's relatively the same situation. But it's Weekend at Bernie's because they have him with him and he's just drunk the whole time.
I think that's... it's not for me. I just...
No, yeah.
I just don't get... Like, it's not that... I'm not into that kind of sensibility where it's like fucking... You know, fucking wasted. Like, I like to drink, but I'm not partying like a frat guy. Like, that's like the whole thing is like, there are things I enjoy. Like,
sure, but you don't need
drinking.
You don't literally need to expound it all the time.
But it's like living out a fantasy that doesn't exist in my world. That's like,
this is my life.
You are all about getting crunk.
Getting crunk. All the time.
Fucking puss.
Fucking puss all the time.
On the reg.
On the reg. And getting down on top of cars, bro.
Yeah, there was... There was two scenes in which somebody...
Fell onto a car, tossed out of a window.
And falls like...
And then they make the same joke both times.
The joke that was in South Park every episode for the first 13 seasons. Yeah. Oh my god, we killed Jeff Chang. Or John Chang, whatever his name is. I will see this in theaters.
Really?
Why?
Because I like The Hangover.
Oh, no. Well, you're like most people.
I have good taste in movies, and I like The Hangover. No. I didn't like The Hangover 2. I like The Hangover 1. I'm excited for Hangover 3, just so I can say that I liked Hangover 1 more than I liked Hangover 3 and Hangover 2.
I liked... the first act of The Hangover in all the parts that it was clear Zach Galifianakis was riffing or it was something that he pitched. Like, he does that joke where he's like, did Caesar actually live in this? Like, that was something I've heard him do in his act or whatever, similar to that. And it was so clear that was something he was just like, once it gets into the bulk of the story, it's like
we do this every time we start to watch a trailer for something, we talk about something else. One of my biggest problems with that movie is Galifianakis' character. There's like no justification for him or anything that he does. And that's one of my big problems with Wedding Crashers as well. Vince Vaughn's character is like eating all the time. And they make jokes about it as if it's like a thing. But there's no justification or explanation for why that character is doing the things he's doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing is with The Hangover... like Bradley Cooper's character is an asshole.
A total dick.
He's a dick, but he's also like the guy that's like, but in that version of that movie, he's portrayed as like,
he's the hero.
He's the cool guy. Yeah. Like, he's the guy you want to be like.
Right.
Whereas in, if it was a, like a real, like a good comedy movie, he would be the villain or like the antagonist. If
that movie were made in the 80s, he would have been absolutely the villain. Yeah.
He would be the antagonist. Zach Galifianakis would be the hero.
Yep.
And it would be a funnier movie as a result.
Guys, I liked it.
Now that you're saying it, though, I'm wondering if... Do you think that was intentional?
I think it was.
That they intentionally flipped that dynamic for that movie?
Well, no, I mean...
Well, because who would Ed Helms be? The voice of reason through the whole movie?
Yeah, he is.
I mean, yeah, but that character's never going to change.
Todd Phillips movies are kind of always... in that vein.
That's true, actually,
like,
yeah.
You look at Old School, it's the same like, dynamic. It's, you know, Will Ferrell is the, you know, wacky, weird, goofy guy, and then you got Vince Vaughn is, like, the Bradley Cooper
the
role.
The dick, yeah.
And then Luke Wilson is voice the voice of reason, role. But, you know, Whatever. We're discussing movies.
That's
this
true.
Time.
21 and over. I don't. Yeah, I'm. I don't know.
I probably will not see. I mean, here's the thing, guys. I review movies in the summer. I work for my local South Jersey paper. I've done it the past two summers.
Uh-huh.
I saw a movie a week this whole past summer.
Uh-huh.
So I might just see
this
movie.
I might see this movie.
Well, you let us know. I'll go with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It comes out on March 1st.
It comes out on March 1st. I don't think you're going to watch this for your summer.
No, yeah, it starts around, like, the spring. So
oh,
maybe...
okay. Yeah, let us know, because I'm probably not going to... I feel like this is something where if, like, I was surfing through HBO and it was on, like, I might sit and just kind of, like, you know what I mean? Because there was, like, I don't know, there were a couple lines in the trailer that made me giggle a little bit. You know, These movies, it's not like these movies aren't funny. They just are not really my...
They're the hit-or-miss movies where you know the writers can write funny stuff. Like, with these writers, like, writing The Hangover. There are some funny lines in The Hangover, especially, like, some Ed Helms lines, some, Zach Galifianakis lines.
No, there's funny
stuff. So you know that there's gonna be one or two of those lines in the movie, and I'm afraid if this is one of the trailers where they show it all in the trailer, and that's what I hate about some of those movies, is that you go to the theaters, and that's what all people laugh at, instead of the other funny parts that kind of tie up to it when a movie's hyped up. Yeah. The thing is, I think this movie's gonna be a sleeper. I think it's going to be funny and people are going to talk about it and you're going to see it on, it's going to be one of those cult movies where you're like, oh, I understand. But the kids look too young for our demographic, I think, for watching a movie. Like, yeah. I think we've gotten to that point where that whole teenage thing is like kind of over with, and now we're like looking for the adult comedies. And
it's kind of true.
Well,
like,
I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, I do like the comedy. Like, the comedies that probably would appeal to me most are... it's like guys in their early 20s who haven't quite accepted adulthood. Like, there's so many of those movies, and that's probably the thing I would relate to the most. But I mean, like I was saying before, like, you look at a movie like Superbad, which is kind of a similar idea where it's like, you know, these guys are like, you know, it's a coming of age, and it's like all about kind of like, we gotta drink and get laid or whatever. But
it's coming from a much more honest place.
Yeah, it's coming from an honest place with characters that are more relatable.
Yes. Seth Rogen's a genius.
Yeah,
I might actually agree with that. Like, have you ever seen special features on like any movie that he's in, where they just do a full 8-minute mag of him improvising something? So like a film reel is 8 minutes. That's how much film is in a film reel. There on Zach and Miri, there's one on.
Superbad, it was him and Bill Hader, isn't it?
Yeah, and Superbad. Yeah, and Superbad. There's one with him and Bill Hader on 40-Year-Old Virgin. There's one with him and. Paul Rudd. But so it's like, it's the full film mag where it's literally just and like on Zach and Miri, it's actually it's really funny because it's literally a reaction shot where you don't even see his face. It's him making fun of the guy that runs the coffee shop he works at, and you don't even see his face. It's an over the shoulder shot of the guy that runs the coffee shop and his shoulder in the foreground. And it's literally 8 straight minutes of him throwing a new insult every time. And every one of them is funny. And they just get funnier and funnier and funnier.
It's pretty ridiculous, like, how quick he is when it comes to his writing. Yeah. And the fact that Superbad was written when he was in his, like, in middle school.
I mean, he literally was a teenager when he wrote it.
And Superbad's great. Fucking Pineapple Express.
I agree, totally.
Great.
Yeah.
I thought the Green Hornet had some stuff that was good in it.
I didn't enjoy The Watch, though. That was another one.
I did not see The Watch. Was he part of that?
He wrote... Him and Evan.
Him and Evan wrote that.
Wrote that movie. And I didn't
The Watch kind of went down. I have to watch. I haven't actually.
I would like to see The Watch. Actually, I think the premise is very funny.
That's the thing about that movie, is the premise is great.
Yeah.
The actors are awesome. Also, you got Richard Ayoade.
Oh, I know. I love him.
And you got. It was directed by Akiva Schaffer,
who directed
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod,
And he's also part of the Lonely Island.
Yeah, part of the Lonely Island.
So all that pedigree, it
just doesn't come together.
He also directed. He directed MacGruber.
Yorma, the other guy.
But there is one scene where that features all three of the Lonely Island.
Movie is this?
In The Watch.
Yeah,
they're in like an orgy scene where they just cut. They're cut to them and they're all jerking off, standing around each other, and they're like, "Okay, switch," and then they start jerking each other off, and that's the funniest scene in the movie, by the way. Like,
I will watch The Watch. Well, we didn't get to any improv, so it's okay.
Thank
Garrett,
God.
Do you want to rate this?
We just talked about movies,
which is the point.
Yes.
And then I ruined the best joke in The Watch, so
don't bleep that out, just like I have to bleep out your guests for you.
Spoiler alert, guys. Put a spoiler alert in there.
Garrett, rate it.
This is going to be my first 6-joint movie, because I'm going to need one extra joint to like actually sit and maybe find anything funny about it.
All right. Mm. How many PB stars?
I gotta go. I mean, I haven't been giving it. I'm gonna give it 2 PB stars.
Solid 2.
Because it's not. It's just not my cup of tea.
Exactly.
I just don't feel. I don't think it's gonna be bad, but
yeah,
2 PB stars.
I like that joke with the two cops in the car.
Yeah, I think that's
I find
that
in these kinds of movies, it's always those little side characters that recur throughout the movie that are like the parts that I really enjoy. Because they're often played by comedians that probably feel the same way I do about the movie, and so they just...
Yeah. I'm going to do Pirate. I'm not going to see it in the theaters. Yeah, that's going to happen. Joe Bell, how can people find you?
That's
on,
a thing
on
that online? I do.
Okay. Well, you're going to finish that question, or I'll just... How can you find me online? Is that what you were wanting? You can go to twitter.com and check me out. I got an account. It's it's Joe Bell. The L's are uppercase I's. J-O-E-B-E-I-I. If you live in the Philadelphia area, every Sunday you can check out Tight 6. It's at Fergie's Pub on 12th and Sansom. Show starts at 8. Sign-ups are also at 8. The band starts at 8. The show really officially starts at 8:30. But we always got a great... We got a different live band every week. It's a lot of fun. February 27th is Not Jazz 3. It's at Chris's Jazz Cafe on Sansom. It's
Not Trailer Trash Presents.
It's not. It's not. You can say it. It's Trailer Trash Presents, Not Jazz. We got a lot of great comics on that. And like Tight 6 on Facebook, facebook.com/Tight6.
Yeah, do that up.
Cool.
Garrett?
I'm on Twitter, at Philadelphia. That's with an F.
You can find me at Mike Bauer, B-A-U-R-E-R, not B-O-W-E-R, not B-A-U-E-R, not the Canadian spelling, the German spelling, with an E-R-R-E-R-R. You can find us at Twitter, at Trailer Trash Pod, minus the E, no emotions. You can find us on Tumblr, SoundCloud, things all over the place. Facebook, go there. Website, WordPress. Trailer Trash Podcast, WordPress.com. Get in there. Do that. Come back on Wednesday with our next guest, Allison Zeidman from Widout, improviser and crowd, other things, comedian, very funny lady. First lady that we're having on the podcast, bringing some female power.
Yeah, we need that.
I'm actually going to I'm trying to redo the theme song to put before hers to have all females in the title. So I thought it'd be really funny to have that.
So you're just going to make it we're finally going to get a female and you're going to make the most sexist version of the show. Yeah. It's all females in the intro. It's all chick flicks in the reviews.
By the way, guys, we didn't do those metaphors at the beginning. Did you guys stop doing those?
Oh, we kind of stopped, but I did actually write one.
I wrote one. I don't know if you guys have done this before. It's right,
Trailer Trash is kind
of
like...
It's kind of like judging a person by the color of their skin. This podcast is an allegory for racism.
Garrett?
I wrote, it's like lying to your mom and telling her you've been eating well when really you've been sharing your cat's food.
I don't have one. I'll see you guys next week. Or on Wednesday. I'll see you Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Joe Bell, everybody. Joe Bell. Hey.
Joe Bell. You're more than welcome to come back anytime.
Oh, I will. Anytime. We can hang out socially also.
All right. We'll do that. Come back Wednesday. Bye.
This has been a Trailer Trash Podcast. Produced by Mike Bauer and Garrett Smith. Special thanks to FocuPhilly.com.
Hey, yo, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. Hey, yo, Father Garrity. Rest in peace, man. Yo, Mitch. Give that wife the dick all day.